We spent from July time right through to December, basically cleaning up the Falklands. I mean, I don't need to go into too much detail when I say cleaning up, but cleaning up everything, what was left, bodies, weapons, filling in trenches. As a young 19-year-old soldier, we were clearing Goose Green airfield, and we found a hand. Now, that's all it was, just a hand with a wedding ring on it. And I remember saying to myself at the time, that's some poor wife's husband, but how do they know who she is or who he was, because all there is a hand with a wedding ring on it. But because you're trained, you sort of put that to your back of your mind. You know, it's part and parcel of being a soldier. You will see these things.
And it wasn't just the Falklands where you saw things that you weren't really trained to cope with.
No, I had an accident where we're on exercise, and the first thing I said to my commanding officer was, "Do you think it's a good idea that I should be doing this, because I'm not actually qualified in commanding the vehicle? I know nothing about it. I've never seen it. I've never sat in one." But he said, "It's only an exercise. You won't be doing too much." A day into the exercise, we had an accident where we run over a young 18-year-old soldier from our regiment because it was raining, and he wasn't comfortable inside his vehicle that he would sleep on the mine. Or when we reversed back, we basically run over him. Remember opening the sleeping bag, blood had come out his eyes, his nose, his ears, his mouth, and his throat. And through first aid training, they say once it's coming out your ears, your eye sockets, that, you know, you're basically, that's you. So the first thing I had done was sick, like the exorcist, as I say. And I was taken away and sat in a barn for 3.5 hours, not knowing exactly what was going on. And later on, one of the instructors on the course come up, and the first question I asked was, "Well, how is he? How is, you know, the young soldier?" And he said, "Oh, you don't need to worry, he's dead." I went home that night straight into the shower, so straight into the bath for 3 hours, tried to scrub myself clean, really not knowing what I was doing, basically in shock. I was in work the very next day, had no counselling, nobody came to, you know, speak to me. Nobody said, you know, "How do you feel?"
Was it offered to you?
No. My 2IC, his actual words, "Shit happens, you just deal with it." And I went from 11 stone down to 9 stone 2, waiting on what they call a board of inquiry, where I was basically up for minimum manslaughter, but could have been murder. And that in itself, like, it was 14, 15 weeks after it had happened. That's why the weight came off me. The only thing that saved me from being charged was the fact that I wasn't qualified, and the fact that I'd told him 2 days before. I went to the doctor, you know, after it happened, to say I was concerned about my weight. I wasn't sleeping. Their answer is two paracetamol, come back tomorrow, get on with it.
So you put it to the back of your mind and you carried on with your army career, with the experiences of the Falklands and Germany all tucked away, put in a box at the back of your mind.
And then the next one after that was the Gulf War. Now, we were, again, reconnaissance platoon. We actually had just finished a Belfast tour, and we were the very first combat troops to cross the Iraq border. One of the first guys we came across had a phosphorus burns, and anybody knows anything about phosphorus, it only stops working when you submerge it in water. Once you take it out of water and put it on your skin, it'll basically burn a hole straight through and come out the other end. The only way to stop it burning is by, you know, by submerging it in water. He had phosphorus burns, and I remember the smell. Flesh, a burning flesh, and he kept saying, "Help me, help me." And the only thing we could do at the time was jerry cans full of water and blankets or towels that we had, soak them and wrap them around this guy to, you know, to stop the burning. And again, you're just told, you know, get on with it. The smell of flesh, like, I still get that smell now, and that's 20 years later.